TV Radio National Station. It is 6:30 a.m.
Patience, Wiringo.
Good morning, Sheta. In the headlines, inhabitants of the city of Yaoundé and its environs will benefit from 300,000 cubic meters of water more to curb the potable water deficit following the official commissioning of installations of a drinkable water supply project in Bachenga today by Minister Gaston Elundwe Somba. In news out of Cameroon, a biopharmaceutical company, Emergent Biosolutions, says it will donate 50,000 vaccine doses to address monkeypox outbreak in some parts of Africa. Those are the headlines. Now the news in full. The Minister of Water and Energy, Gaston Elundwe Somba, will at the behest of the President of the Republic today officially commission installations of a project to supply drinkable water to the city of Yaoundé and its environs from the River Sanaga. The event is scheduled at 11 a.m. at the Mana Bachenga Water Treatment Plant in the Lekki Division of the Center Region. The infrastructure with a production capacity of 300,000 cubic meters of water is intended to solve the potable water deficit in the nation's capital, Yaoundé. Belinda Shaw presents the project in the following report.
The drinking water supply project for Yaoundé and its surroundings is tapped from the Sanaga River. The life-giving project is part of President Paul Biya's Great Opportunities Program, launched several years ago in connection with his 2035 Emergence Vision for Cameroon. An additional 300,000 meters cube of the precious liquid will be produced daily by the project in the current phase. In anticipation, an extended 400,000 meters cube of water will be produced daily in the later phase of the project. Populations residing in Yaoundé and surrounding localities such as Bachenga, Obala and Nyom are the beneficiaries of the drinking water supply project. In essence, the project would balance up supply and demand with a current deficit estimated at 250,000 meters cubed daily. The drinking water supply project will rely totally on the force of gravity for distribution, implying a water tower is needless. Components of the project include the raw water catchment, pumping station, the water treatment plant, and the come to 225 kilovolts substation, and power transmission lines. For the record, the drinking water supply project for Yaoundé and its surroundings is financed with a loan from China Exim Bank worth the sum of 399 billion CFA francs. The project is executed by a Chinese firm.
Belinda Shaw reporting there. Members of the Monitoring Committee of the Implementation of the Economic Partnership Agreement between Cameroon and the United Kingdom as well as Northern Ireland meet today in their second session at the Hilton Hotel from 8:30 a.m. This under the coordination of officials of the Ministry of the Economy, Planning and Regional Development. The Minister of Housing and Urban Development, Celestine Kechar-Coutez, will this Tuesday preside over a signing ceremony to seal a deal for the exploitation of a 7-hectare site in Banga Bakoko Littoral Region. This will be during an event billed for 11 a.m. in the conference room of the Ministry of Housing and Urban Development in Yaoundé. A delegation of Americans will this Tuesday have an audience with the President of the National Communication Council, Joseph Chebonken Kalabubse. The event is programmed at 11 a.m. at the head office of the NCC, located in the Bastos neighborhood. Officials of the National Anti-Corruption Commission, NACC, will today take some journalists on a press tour to Akono Linga in the Nyong and Fumu Division of the Center Region to allow them appreciate the outcome of sensitization campaigns, among other initiatives carried out by the institution in the field to reinforce the fight against corruption. The president of the NACC, Diodone Masigams, will be leading the delegation. Meanwhile, a team from the National Anti-Corruption Commission of Cameroon, NACC, better known by its French acronym as CONAC, is currently on the field in the far north to sensitize parents and school authorities to avoid corruption during the back-to-school period. The team has already visited some secondary schools in two out of the six divisions of the far north region. Henry Tatoy Kambi reports.
Either principals or middlemen demanding 30 to 50,000 CFA francs as bribe from parents to enroll a new student, especially those in Form 1 or 6e, or the parents themselves coming with money to see the principals for the enrollment of their children. That is the situation in most parts of the far north during back-to-school periods, which explains the arrival of a team of the National Anti-Corruption Commission of Cameroon, CONAC, to sensitize stakeholders on the dangers of such acts. Benjamin Fuda is the head of the CONAC team to the far north.
The National Anti-Corruption Commission is here in Marwa to sensitize the stakeholders of the education community concerning period of back to school. It is not good to continue bad practices by this period.
School authorities who are now becoming used to this yearly campaign say they are already implementing CONAC's prescriptions. Jean-Robert Gablom is the principal of GBHS Marwa.
We are trying to implement by sensitizing people. First of all my collaborators, I'm trying to tell them that it is not possible to do this or to do that because it is against the regulations.
The CONAC team will continue sensitization with posters, handbills and newsletters in other parts of the region.
Customs officials in the West region have cracked down hard on a major crime ring believed to be specialized in producing and recycling medicinal drugs. It took about a month for the customs officers to carry out a raid on the network in Buda, chief town of the Bambutos division. Eric Lamia-Wufo tells us more in the following report.
The seized items made up of 48 cartons of counterfeit drugs, syrups, injectable liquids and many other items considered harmful to the body. The senior divisional officer for Bambutos, David Dadot Dibango, affirms that the drugs were expired.
Expired drugs that can instead cause the death of Cameroonians instead of healing them. Unfortunately for us, the culprits are said to be on the run.
The West Chief of Customs Sector, Sadu Umaru, led the operations.
Our collaborators on the front are vigilant and following up, and at the same time, we are carrying out operations on the field, and we pray the populations assist us because it is inadmissible that things like this happen without their knowledge.
A manhunt has been launched to bring to justice the perpetrators of the act. Eric Langmia-Wufo, CRTV News, Bafoussam.
Thank you, Eric. And in news out of the country, an American biopharmaceutical company, Emergent BioSolutions, says it would donate 50,000 doses of its smallpox vaccine to the Democratic Republic of Congo and other impacted countries of Burundi, Kenya, Rwanda, and Uganda to address the current monkeypox outbreak. The World Health Organization last week declared monkeypox a global public health emergency for the second time in 2 years as a new variant of the virus known as Clade IB spread rapidly in Africa. At least one person in Sweden has been confirmed with the infection, marking the first time the new variant has been seen outside of Africa. And in more news out of the country, the Democratic National Convention has begun in the U.S. U.S. President Joe Biden took the stage to a rapturous welcome and chants of thank yous from the crowd. The president says the Democrats are in a battle for the very soul of America ahead of the November contest against Donald Trump. Biden was joined by his wife and children, as well as Harris and running mate Tim Walz, on the stage at the end of his address. Earlier, Hillary Clinton, who lost against Donald Trump in 2016, told the crowd that they were close to seeing Kamala Harris on the other side of the glass ceiling as America's first female president. And that does it for the 6:30 a.m. news brought to you by me, Patience Wingo. Thanks for listening.